Won't step on your bowls, Jan Jan.
That's okay.
I know, they're beautiful, always beautiful, and thank you so much for being here, doing this with me today. Thank you all for being here again. Everybody has a story, and the Lord knows I've got mine. Jan probably knows a few of those, I'm sure, as well as the rest of you. Many of you watching probably have been following some of my stories for quite some time. And that's our thing. We've heard the word paradigms quite a bit. It's a pretty popular buzzword. And paradigms about how we love, what we think love is, all of the stuff behind it, and behind our belief system, all of the stories that we make up about love, whether we call them good stories, bad stories, indifferent stories, no matter what it is. Love about primary relationships, love of a pet, love of our friends, love of the planet, love of anything. We know that the English language, it uses one word, love, to describe many things and many different levels of feeling, many different levels of awareness and consciousness. And we also know that that is also the word that we just cannot, nobody can give a definitive answer to it. But we return to it. That's the invitation. We return to it all the time when we get into our stories. When we get into those places of feeling, as Jan said in one of her readings, when we get to this belief in duality or feeling of separateness, that we are separate from our source, or most importantly, from each other, often from each other. This last week was Earth Day. As many of you know, this last week we also celebrated and released and blessed the Wimberley Pool. And it was a sweet ceremony, and I think that there might be a picture up now, or that's just in front of me on the monitor. No, it's not. We'll see it at the end. That's okay. But there was this collective love. And what I know is that everybody came into that ceremony with the feeling of that it is sometimes the hard thing to do, to release something that is good in service of the greater. And we do that with love. Sometimes we get so attached to the way that it should look, and our perspective and our perceptions of it get really solidified and really stagnant until we're kind of knocked out with, you know, the cosmic 2x4 kind of thing. I think that many of you probably have experienced, I know I certainly have many times in my life, where I have been so crystallized in my thinking process. I've been so crystallized in a belief, mostly not knowing that there's a whole bunch of facets underneath it that are feeding that belief. And it really is a shattering, quite literally and figuratively, to get knocked out of our comfort zone so that we recognize, oh, maybe I better look at this in a different way. We're doing our service a little bit differently today. I am not going to do a whole lot more talking until we get into the meditation. And even then, I'm going to tone it down a little bit in terms of how much I'm speaking. Because I realized this week in my studies and in writing papers and a lot of things that are going on, a lot of communication that we've been sending out from Unity of Wimberley, my talk on Tuesdays, the Transformation Tuesdays at 1 on Facebook Live, I felt like this week was like, man, it's time to be quiet. Time to be quiet in here, mostly. And it's time to change a little bit of that perspective, which is what I'm doing today. And we're going to have Jan come up in just a minute and do the bowls today, focusing on love, on that beautiful green bowl. And we didn't communicate before, well, let me rephrase. We didn't communicate in human form. We didn't call each other, we didn't send each other an email, but we ended up with about the same color on today with that beautiful light green, representing the heart chakra, because there we go. There we go. So before we go into the meditation, I want to talk about our attachments and our attachments to our perception and the egoic mind that wants to keep us feeling like we're in control and that we are right about things. And then we can dig our heels in pretty deeply when we feel that someone has wronged us because it hurt, or we were betrayed, or we were abandoned, or whatever the feeling was. There's that ouchy part that we feel in our hearts. And we want to get over the ouchy part. We want to get over the pain. And so we have a tendency to continue to project and blame the person that caused us harm, that somehow are hanging on to it. It's this really counterintuitive thing to think otherwise, but it's like we hang on to it thinking we are somehow going to make that other person suffer for hurting us. When really it's us. We're hanging on to the junk. And we are the ones that stay in separation and anger and hurt and pain. And man, I'm going to get you back in some way, shape, or form. Revenge. I'm going to do. When really our work, our biggest work, is to return to love, as hard as it can feel and as hard as it seems. And it's like, no, I don't want to admit that this person had the right to do what they did to me, or that they were right in some way, shape, or form. And it's not about that. It is our growing in our spiritual practice to be able to, in those moments and in our meditations and in our other things, to be able to turn that around and go, okay, what do I want in this moment? I'm certainly seeing enough hurt and anger and all those kinds of things. So if I want to be love, what's that going to look like? How can we be love? Changing our perspective is a tricky little thing, but as I said, it sometimes takes a little womp across the thought process to shake up the paradigm. There were two battleships doing maneuvers out in a very, very unsteady seas for about a week, doing exercises and training, and they were called upon it. And one evening, as it was getting dark, there was some heavy, patchy fog in the weather, and the captain of the ship decided to go outside on the bridge, and the watchman, watch person, went out there with him. And as it started to get a little bit more dark, the watchman saw a light, a very faint light, off in the distance. He said, "Captain, there's a light across from us. What do you want to do?" And the captain says, "Well, let me, you know, speak to the signalman." The little flashy light things, you know, they blinky blinky. "Send the message. We see you. We realize, you know, what's your position? What's your course?" And they blinked back and said, "Steady," meaning they're not moving, they're not turning. So the captain said to the signalman, "Send a message back. Tell them to go off starboard 20 degrees. Send it." The message came back: "We are steady. You need to move 20 degrees. They didn't say, that's not the military kind of, they don't say "you need to," they say "adjust your course," something like that. 20 degrees. And the captain's like, wait a minute. I'm the captain of this ship. I demand that you switch course 20 degrees. And the message came back: "I'm a seaman second class. I suggest you move 20 degrees. And now this time the captain's like really ticked off, and he said, "I am a battleship. I insist that you change course 20 degrees. And the flashing message came back and it said, "I am a lighthouse." So, changing your course, we can go into this practice so that we are not forced to change course from a place of crisis, from a place of trauma, from a place of instant upheaval in our lives. So remember that we can be the lighthouse, and we can be the guiding thing, and we can gently suggest to our interior self that we switch course. we switch course. So Jan, I'm going to have you come up, and I'm going to move back over to the piano. So I invite you in this moment to think of yourself, visualize yourself as being the light on the lighthouse, of being that steady, unmovable, grounded place. And we can breathe in deeply to that heart space. Bringing ourselves into that quiet. If you think about being that light, steady and unmoving, it has a rhythm and a pattern to its light, the way it throws off if it circles on top. Sending that light out into the world. So whatever that lighthouse looks like for you, picture it there in your heart space. Give it some dimension. Give it some color, shape. And imagine what kind of ground you are grounded to. Ocean of life, of infinite possibility, spans out in front of you. And imagine all the life, all of the happenings on this body of water throughout human history and well before that. Hundreds and millions of sunrises and sunsets, or sunsets, have shone over this body of water. Countless storms have come and gone. Waves have crashed at your feet. And also receded into perfect calm. And throughout all of that, throughout the course of your life. That light has remained in you. And even when the fog of confusion has surrounded you, the clouds of doubt have drifted over, the storm clouds, the upheaval, have rained down upon you. That light, your light, has never gone out. As you breathe in, imagine that on your in-breath, that light becomes brighter every time. And as you breathe out, you send that light into the world, that light of love. And today I am ask you to imagine that you are on peaceful seas. And even in the daylight, your light continues to shine. And in the clear and the blue and the calm, you recognize that there is someone. On the rocks below, that has found you, that has been through some tremendous storms. And as you continue to breathe into that love space, that love light, that unextinguishable, inextinguishable light that you are, you recognize this person as someone. Who at first appearance caused painful storms in your life. Breathe to that grounded place, that place you are anchored on the earth. And breathe into making that light of yours, even brighter. Breathing in love, breathing out love. This person is approaching. This person is in search of. Safe harbor. you have provided at some point in their life safe harbor. And because you are grounded and because you are breathing that light and that love, you have the courage to ask. What is the storm that brought you here? And breathe, continue to breathe. Continue to breathe that love and that light, sending that love, surrounding this person with love. And any thought that comes in that says, I can't help, breathe it gently back into love, back into light. Because there is nothing you have to do. There is nothing you can do except to be the light. Hold them there. Words are not necessary. Figuring it out is not necessary. This is about being love. Breathe as deeply as you need to. Imagining that every out-breath you are sending nothing but love. Nothing but love. Holding them in the light so that they can see that it is possible to move beyond the pain. It is possible to move through the pain. It is possible to acknowledge that there was pain in the first place, and that it can be comforted. It can be filled with love. It can be surrounded and lifted up into a place of peace. Words are not necessary. The only thing that we need do in any moment is to choose to be the light. Choose to be nothing but love, because we are made of it. So I invite you to breathe deeply. And bless this being, whoever this is. Bless them as they continue on their journey. and continue to send light out to them as they go on. Knowing that you are solid. You are still here. You are still breathing. You are still the light. And invite you to take one last look around your surroundings, knowing that you can come back because you are never separate from this. It is you. You are a beacon, reminding you, you are a beacon of light. You are the love. You are made of love. And at any time, the forces of nature, what seem like the forces of nature through human expression, you plant your feet, you take a breath, you remember that you are solid, you are supported. Infinitely, abundantly supported by that one light. And you can weather any storm. So blessings to you, my friends. Take one last deep, beautiful breath. Fully in, letting it fully out. And as you feel so moved, you can remain with your eyes closed, or you can open, look out on the light of this day. And know that you are here simply to be love.